This podcast is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Safer, Healthier People.
Welcome to A Cup of Health with CDC, a weekly broadcast of the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm your host, Matthew Reynolds. When a woman is pregnant, a top priority is protecting the health of her unborn baby. Cytomegalovirus, or CMV, is an infection that can cause serious birth defects in an unborn child. A person who is infected with CMV, including children who seem healthy, may have no symptoms and will usually recover without any health effects. Because CMV can result in such serious harm, it's important for prospective mothers and their doctors to understand the importance of preventing CMV infection in women who are pregnant or may become pregnant. Dr. Michael Cannon, a researcher with the CDC Infection Prevention Program, is here to tell us more about this type of infection. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cannon.
Thank you.
Dr. Cannon, let's start with cytomegalovirus, or CMV. What is this?
CMV is a virus that a lot of people have been infected with, and usually it doesn't cause any problems. You or I might get infected, and we wouldn't even notice it, or we might have flu-like symptoms. So it's very common in the population. Probably more than half of the people in the U.S. have been infected. The problem occurs is when a woman is pregnant, and either she becomes infected for the first time during her pregnancy, or occasionally she can even get a second infection, and it can cause some damage to her unborn baby.
Okay, well, let's start with the virus, and then we'll move to women who are pregnant or who may become pregnant. You're saying that a number of people have been infected with this virus. I gather then that this is not a serious virus to the adult population?
That's correct. Unless someone has problems with their immune system, they normally just do just fine if they're infected.
How do they even know they're infected?
Usually people don't even know, and there's not really a reason to go get tested to find out in general. And people get infected a number of different ways. It's usually by close contact with another person. It could be a baby who's breastfeeding and gets it from her mom. It could be through exposure to things like saliva or urine in the environment. Young kids will have a lot of the virus, and that's a way other people, even adults, can get the virus as well.
Okay, so we've talked about the fact that CMV isn't necessarily dangerous to adults, but it does present risks to unborn babies. Talk about those for a moment, if you will.
Okay, so if a newborn is affected by congenital CMV, we call it, because they get infected during the pregnancy, then they can have some pretty bad outcomes. For instance, they can have hearing loss or experience vision loss or mental retardation. Those are really the big three concerns. And kids can have one of them and not the others, or they could have all three. And the severity really ranges. You can get children who have very mild problems and others who have very severe problems. They can even die from it.
Let's put this into perspective in terms of numbers or probabilities. For your average mother-to-be, what's the likelihood that she's going to run into CMV, or that a doctor seeing a patient is going to see one with CMV?
Well, maybe I'd start by talking about the babies. If you had 1,000 babies that were born in the United States, one or two of them would end up having some of these difficulties, like the hearing loss or the mental retardation.
If a woman is pregnant or planning to become pregnant, what can she do to prevent infection with CMV?
Well, that's a really good question. Doctors should be telling their patients that a lot of the way the virus is spread to the pregnant woman is from young children, especially preschool age children. They tend to be slobbery and have the messy diapers or have the urine in the environment, and that's where the mother runs the risk. And what she really needs to do is just avoid those fluids. So, you know, you wash your hands carefully after changing a diaper. You try to not kiss your young child on the lips, or if they have a slobbery cheek, you know, kiss them on the head, give them a big hug. But whenever you have that, you know, exposure to some sort of fluid from a young child, you just try and be prudent and careful, and no need to panic about it. But it's not easily transmitted or spread to the mother, but you just try and take these special precautions.
So if a woman who is pregnant or thinking of becoming pregnant is in a home with other babies, other toddlers, or has exposure to interaction with them, she should be careful, but not something that should preoccupy her to the extent that she just avoids interaction altogether.
That's exactly right.
So listeners, make sure that you wash those hands, especially if you're pregnant or thinking of becoming pregnant.
Yes, when you're around young children. You really, there's not much, I mean, good hand hygiene's good for every reason, but as far as CMV goes, the biggest risk is the young children.
Well, where can our listeners go to get more information about CMV infection and pregnancy?
A good resource for that is the CDC website, which is www.cdc.gov/CMV.
Well, Dr. Cannon, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
That's it for this week's show. Don't forget to join us next week. Until then, be well. This is Matthew Reynolds for A Cup of Health with CDC.
To access the most accurate and relevant health information that affects you, your family, and your community, please visit www.cdc.gov.